All right, welcome to the Mastermind for July 17th, 2024. All right, here we are in the heat of the summer, which I'm personally enjoying, although it was a little too hot last week, and I know some of you are super hot this week. So, yeah, but it is that great time of being out, and the summer is the growth season, you know, with all this light and all of that. And we're going to dive in and answer questions today. I do want to talk a little bit about some of the energy going on. I'll let you know that there will be a full moon update in your member site on Thursday, tomorrow. We just have to get it uploaded there, and then we'll have a healing circle on Sunday. So, you know, full moon, middle of summer, beautiful time. And this is a really great full moon coming up for a number of reasons. I won't go all into the update, but what I do want you to know is that this particular full moon is in Uttara Ashada, and it's the universal star, and it gives us a lot of, I want to say courage, and it's in Capricorn, so it's structure as well, but it gives us the ability to really move through any of the current fears that we're facing, just gives us this sort of victorious energy to kind of break through whatever we need to. Being in Capricorn, you know, it has a lot to do with being grounded. It has a lot to do with stability and with structure. And because it's opposite Cancer, it also helps us to really create and uphold our emotional boundaries, as Cancer is such an emotional sign. And the opposite is Capricorn, where this is full moon is happening. And it's Guru Purnima. And Guru Purnima is when the full moon is in, when the moon is in Uttara Ashada, sometime in June or July. And it is the sacred day of really recognizing your gurus. Guru means dispel the light, and teachers, you know, guides along the way, and just take a moment for appreciation and a moment for paying respect, you know, appreciation, reverence for those who have gone before us or those who are helping to lead us, whether that is a being that's on the planet now or not. So it's a very potent full moon and has a lot of sacred blessings that go along with it. So I just wanted to bring your attention to that and to the full moon healing circle. And of course, you know, we can honor the full moon, you know, the days before, the day after as well. So it's a powerful moon, and we will have a very powerful and fun healing circle as well. So I'm going to dive in here with you, Karen, since you're here, and then we'll see what else needs to be talked about and what we want to flesh out for everyone today. So what are you coming in hot with, Karen?
I just want to like maybe do like a reflection on and an encouragement to others for what you're doing is mattering. And I know like with my teaching, it's hard to see those little steps adding up to something. And I just feel like I'm able to kind of see that in the last 5 years. You know, I remember you 5 years ago, I think it was, or six, maybe it is now, you talked about, okay, you're building the foundation and it's not going to be amazing looking and you're not going to get all excited about it, but it's eventually going to build into something amazing and beautiful. So
yeah, no one comes by when you're in the mud, you're building a foundation of a house, laying the cement, digging, putting the rebar in. No one's coming by and saying, oh God, that is such a sexy foundation you have. That looks so amazing. And it takes a lot of, sometimes it doesn't have to, but sometimes it does, takes a lot of grunt work. It takes a lot of work that isn't going to give immediate gratification, but it's essential work for what you are to build that is going to last over time, we have to have that foundation for that. So I love what you're bringing up, and that, you can't always see the how it's making a difference now, but in time, and you're on the other side of that with something now that you've built in your business, and now you're starting to see that, okay, all that work is paying off, right?
Yes.
And
Yeah.
also see, without a really firm foundation, without attention to it, what happens is like you have a foundation that's kind of slanted, then you've got all these other problems that built up, and eventually you're doing all this patchwork, or you eventually have to tear it down and go back and rebuild it again.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it in some ways, I'm this reflection of so there was like different stages with working with you. So there was the initial stage, which I was about 2015, 16. That was like heading into the breakdown, even though I wanted to like be building to where I am like today. And then 2018 was when I had that the divorce, and I was able to start again and build again from scratch and in a lot of ways. And so just reflecting on today, just this day, or even the last 2 days, I just feel like when I'm in my studio teaching my students, I just feel like there's just so much more of like the essence of who I am that can come out, because I feel like there was just so much that I was able to little by little work on. So the other thing I want to say about that is I was doing the daily alignment meditation. I had done that for a while, while, while. Then I took a break from it and I'm doing it again. And I happened to actually look at the other two. I did it on two things. And on those two things, I looked at the old sheets of what I wrote down on the old ones and then compared them to the one that I'm doing now, because one of them is the same topic, which has to do with my business and growing my business and how much I want to grow my business and how much I and what I'm feeling about it and what I'm wanting to stop feeling about it and what I want to start thinking. So anyway, I see a difference in the fine-tuning of what I'm feeling now versus what I felt then. I still have things work to do. Like I still have some fear, and as you know, August is my, I'm catapulting to September, and that's for me, that's when everybody signs up again. So I'm in that. What if nobody signs up? But I'm like, no. I mean, so I'm working on, well, what do I want to be thinking? What do I want to stop thinking? And do the whole thing that you talked about and you talk about in there, which is, we're like practicing in our mind what we want to be thinking, what we're feeling, what we're doing, and kind of take notice and reflect on things we want to eliminate. And what I'm noticing is I'm still fine-tuning, but I do see the growth. So that was a long-winded thing, but.
But it was actually really beautiful, and thank you for sharing that, because this is the value of looking back. When we're looking back to see how far we've come, that is super useful for us to see how far we've traversed, not to look back and wish we would have done it different, feel guilty, let's look, see how far we've come. What are the adjustments that we might want to make? I love that you've picked up this practice again. Those of you listening in, if you haven't done the daily alignment practice, it's really powerful, because what you're practicing, you're getting very tuned into who you're being, who you want to be being, how you're being that is counter to who you want to be being. And you're taking some time to actually practice the state of being, how you're going to think, what you're going to feel, what you're going to do in order to be the new version of yourself that you want to be. And as Karen is talking about, she did it specifically around a couple of different subjects. You can do it generally, but you can do it specifically. And I love what you've seen, that okay, I've done some growth here. I've got some more growth to do, but wow, I can see I'm in a very different place. And just like, practicing the piano, or an athlete practicing, basketball player practicing shooting shots in their mind. We know from brain science that if you have a clear intention, you practice visually, you feel what it would feel like. This is the manifesting power. But in our brain, like those synapses, they fire off. It doesn't matter if we're doing it or not. So are we willing to practice who we're being? And this goes very well with the Mastering the Art of Being module. That's one of the first modules in the foundation training in on the member site. So it's very, very, very powerful. I'm glad that you brought this up again, because how many times a day do we just kind of collapse a bit because, oh, we're acting the way we did before, or something isn't changing and it's not changing fast enough? So instead of going in and mojoing the universe and going, okay, I'm gonna really get into that state of what it feels like for it to, when it's already shifted, so that now I'm already living in that state and I'm not waiting for it to actually happen before. I'm not giving my power away to something has to happen outside of me for me to actually have that experience, when I have the power within me to have that experience. So this gives us a very potent opportunity and to be very conscious about what we're creating. But I brought a practice into it. Now, when I use this, and I, of course, I always create things and bring things to you that I've, practices I do for myself. And I do this, I write it out, I sit there and do the whole process. And then once I've kind of got it, I often, because I'm such a kinesthetic person, sometimes I'll do this as a walking meditation. And it just because I'm just so movement oriented. And when you're working on something, it is really great to give yourself like 3 weeks, give yourself a month, with this on something particular, because you can really, really start to see the shifts. And when you start noticing yourself responding differently and not reacting to some of the stuff that's going on inside of your head, or and the things coming at you or that are not coming at you, then you're starting to really see how you've shifted. So that was really a gift, Karen, for you to bring up that you're looking back and you're seeing where you are now compared to where you were in several different areas. And you're on the other side. Now there's things you're on the beginning side of, right? We all are. Me too. I'm going to be bringing in more people. I've built this back end of this community to really scale this, all this work I have. And that's why I have different programs and such. And I've been in a time where K2, the mystic, has been on my ascendant. So I've been in a very sort of pulled in time, doing a lot of inner work while working with my clients and such. But it is time for me to sort of come out again with what's been really brewing. And even with the full moon healing circles, I really haven't done much to, or any programs really promote and bring people in and sort of claim what I have here. And so, I'm at the another, I've been at many beginning points in my business, and I'm at another beginning point of the difference that I do want to make. And that's why I've created so many different entry points, so many different things, and just realigning the frequency of all that, including some of my prices, and some things will shift as far as that goes too. So in that, I'm very attentive to who am I being? And this is a lot of the pre-work that I've done before I'm like ready, like, okay, it's go time. So we always want to set the energy. So I love that. So anybody listening in, I really encourage you to revisit or visit for the first time the daily alignment practice. And Karen, remind me, is that an actual module in the trainings?
I don't think so.
Is that in
Actually,
the meditation section?
I think it is, and I can
Okay, you
if
don't
you
have to do homework, but
okay.
it's likely in the meditations, in the daily alignment
I'm
meditation.
pretty sure it is.
And it may, yeah, and you may find it in a training too, but if you don't find it, just reach out to us and I'll, me or my assistant, and we will lead you to it. Or you can always drop it in the Facebook group. We haven't been using or very active in the Facebook group, but I do want to re-enliven that space as well. I'm also considering, and I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, bringing in either Voxer or Telegram, thread that we can have so we can stay inspired and connected and in between. And there's some people who aren't showing up to these calls, but would show up in that conversation. So I'm working on all those things because connection is super important for all of us. One more thing I want to say about the daily alignment practice is being aware of how you don't want to be, what you don't want to think, and what you don't want to do is very important for being aware of, because awareness precedes change. The being when you can catch yourself in the midst of, oh, I'm doing that thing again. Oh, I'm criticizing. Oh, I'm, giving myself that self-talk that's not working. And I talk about this very much in the Mastering the Art of Being training, but I also talk about this in, God, what is the name of that training? It's about falling from grace. And it really goes deep into that. It's probably in the expansion trainings. It really goes deep into that. Where is it right now that you keep finding yourself in that same old place that you don't want to be? And that's not dwelling on what's wrong. That's getting aware of where you're off your path, which is super useful because it's real frustrating to find yourself every day, falling, tripping over that same thing, right? And so some, awareness precedes change. So there's a really constructive way to use that. So I want to invite everyone to really tune into where you need to realign your life now, where it would be most useful to realign your life and to realign your business or project, whatever it is that you're working on currently. And I love that. Bring in the daily alignment practice. The Master, the Art of Being is another training that goes along with this very well. In fact, I should add this to that module, this meditation. And notice, and when you notice where you are, because in this training, in this meditation, you actually list out these things that you don't want to be and the things that you do want to be. And if you do this over a 21, 30 day period of time, then you'll start to see where those things that you don't want to be, when you're kind of going through that list each day, it doesn't have as much charge on it for you. So, great reflection, Karen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that in today. And super important with, and it goes right along with the energy as Mars has moved into Taurus, Honorable Warrior. And but it really is the energy of the engineer when it's in Taurus. And the engineer is Mars usually in a Earth sign where it's kind of getting down, getting practical and like getting productive, and it's not as quite as fiery, not quite as reactive, slowed down just a little bit, but it can kind of, get through what it needs to, helps us get through what we need to be productive, to get things done, to take care of business. And Mars really likes to feel productive. It's there with Jupiter. Jupiter's shining a lot of grace. So wherever Taurus is in your chart, we've talked about, because Jupiter is there, now Mars is there with it. And with Mars there, what is it that we, I know it's summer and some people are off on vacation, but a lot of us aren't. A lot of us are doing things, but we're still, on purpose, still doing our work. So where do you need to shore things up? It's a little bit easier to look at the dark stuff in the light. So we're in the height of summer right now. We're feeling good. And, it's a little easier. Like in the depths of winter, everything seems kind of dark. So this is a really great time to bring a little of that levity, some lightness into looking at what might be, what might be amiss right now. Anything coming up for you, Karen, as I'm talking about this?
What might, yeah, I mean, I think one of the things is just me. I'm going to be redo. I've already done the pre-work to redo my contract for the next year, and I'm just making some minor changes, and I feel like some of the tension I went through in the last year not only informs me to what I'm going to change, but it also gives me the confidence that I was even able to work through where people were rubbing up against it and challenging it, you know? And I came through on the other side as for most of, once I realized I was being a little loosey goosey, I was like, no, I don't need to be loosey goosey. You know, I can put my, I can put my business hat on. I even like, yeah. So I guess the main thing that's coming up there is that. And then, as far as relationships go, I just feel like one of my jobs is to express and communicate what I need and when I'm not. And if something bumps up against that, you know, and then in the same thing, it's all about boundaries. It's like if something's not quite, if something's feeling kind of crunchy, then I can just allow space for the other person's feelings and make room for my own and put them out both on the table and go, oh, well, how can we blend this? Or how can we, you know, make this be a good for both of us
You know, and
type.
that's a great way to say it too, is how, you know, make space for everybody's feelings, space for everybody's needs. It's really hard to meet someone else's, all of someone else's needs. We're not really wired that way. We're not going necessarily going to do it. But when we're aware of really what's going on here, and I think the biggest, I'd like to back that up just a minute. When we know we're in relationship with somebody who is, whether it's a friend, a lover, whatever, who is willing to do the communication necessary to have a good relationship so that we're in relationship. If we're not communicating, we're not really in relationship
No.
together, you know? We're not relating. So
Yeah.
when we know that is the case, that we can do that, then it's like, okay, we can just, okay, well, we'll just bring this up, you know? And take a look at everything and everyone's space, you know, with space. So that's a beautiful thing. And I'm glad that you're, you know, finding yourself more and more in, I want to say, in charge of your energy in relationship and being aware, not letting it go for so long, you know, and, you know, fester and all that. And a lot of times we make projections on the other person that really aren't anything. You know, that there's nothing really there. So getting all the information out is usually super helpful. But I'm really proud of you for responding to yourself where it does feel crunchy, because there's something there within you or within the relation, you know, the relation that is off if you're feeling crunchy.
Here you are.
I'm here. You're here. Yeah, you froze for a moment. So I was just saying that I'm really proud of you for noticing where you feel crunchy, because that lets you know where either you've got something to work through or you're responding to something that doesn't feel aligned. And let's just figure out what it is.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, part of that is I just feel like when I realize that my go-to sometimes is to retreat or withdraw, well, how in the world is anybody supposed to know what that's about?
I
You know?
remember the line of, I think it's a Everything But the Girl song, the band Everything But the Girl. And it's a line that goes something like that: who's going to reach through and pull me to the other side? And sometimes we find ourselves in that really insular place, right? And it feels like we're with somebody, but we're alone because of what we're feeling, and we don't. What reality is it based on, or whatever? We don't feel safe to say something, and it may just be someone saying, "Hey, what's going on?" You know, but a lot of, you know, but it really comes. It's wonderful when we have someone in our life who's sensitive to us like that and not afraid to notice that, and not going to take it personally if you're
Right.
some kind of emotional reaction. But it's really essentially up to us to pull us ourselves through the other side, and just being aware of how we're feeling and letting go of the fear of, coming out with it.
Yeah, so I have a question since obviously you work with all types of people and how they deal with stress and blah blah blah. So maybe you can give me a little insight on, like, for me, I do a little bit of both. Both meaning I like to talk with people who I know will understand me when I'm stressed out or need
Yeah, I
help
understand.
processing. I do some of that on my own, but then I definitely need people, like, okay. But not everybody's like that. So I feel like if there's any words of wisdom to, I guess what I'm learning how to do in this relationship that I'm in right now is recognizing that sometimes people need time to clear their mind and just not have to say
Talk
anything.
about men. So
Is that how they do it?
this isn't all men, but this is very common for the masculine. So women tend to process, or more feminine people, because I've seen this in same-sex relationships as well, tend to, we tend to process emotions and process things very quickly, especially emotional stuff. The masculine doesn't necessarily process that quickly. They may not even be aware something is going on. I can say to my husband, God, honey, it seems like something's off. What's up? I don't know. I just don't feel right. Well, so what's going on for you? And it's that might even just be the first awareness that he's got something going on now that I've reflected that back to him. I may make a request in a conversation, or before we're sort of officially having a conversation, and he's going to need to take it internally for a while before he can respond to me. My first telesummit I ever did was called The Feminine Way. And one of the people on that was dear, dear, dear friend of mine who's since passed away, Salvatore Zambito. And he's an amazing man and interpreted a whole book on the Yoga Sutras and knows a lot about a lot of things. So Salvatore, we were talking about feminine energy and masculine energy, and he said to the women on the summit, he said, ladies, when you ask your man a question, ask him the question and then let him be. Do not heckle him, do not force him, do not push him. That is a form of emotional abuse. It says he does not process as quickly as you do. And this is the way even because I can talk really fast sometimes. And Salvatore would say to me, I need you to slow down so I can keep up with you. And so it
Good
was
to know.
good to know, right? Good to know. So a lot of times the masculine will need to take something, go away with it, process on their own, and then they'll come back and be ready to process. Sometimes they won't come back, and that's where we might have to invite them back. I would really love to have that conversation with you. Not why haven't you told me how you're feeling? Okay, so they do need some space. My kid's father, when he would be we'd be talking about something. We were divorced and we were talking about something about the kids or whatever. And that we didn't come to some kind of an agreement or whatever. We weren't fighting, but, and then, have to end the conversation for whatever reason. He could call me up 2 weeks later, pick up the conversation where we had left off. I don't know what he's talking about. And he'd be like, you have a really good point there. So I was thinking about that. And you have a really good point there. And so what I want, and I'm like, where are we? I've had a whole lifetime since you've been, just catch me up where we are. Because he was still in process with that same conversation. So we need to
Linear.
know. Yeah, we need to know this has to do with the connection, how connected they are with their emotions. Some men are more connected than their woman is. It depends, but
Yeah, yeah.
on a general level,
Yeah.
So the man you're dating, my sense is he kind of needs to go figure stuff out on his own and then come back again. Is that true?
And I think that he realizes it, and there's a part of it where I just need to be reassured that he's not shutting me out at that
So we
time.
need to
So
work.
he's aware, and he's aware of that. Like he, we're working with that, and he, and I feel like he just needs that in general for self-care. He just kind of needs that like empty time, like what I'm gonna call just no stimulus.
That's the masculine in a
Yeah.
in yeah. So the way and the
Hey,
way I work, go ahead.
I want to interject something though. I had to get in the car, but I was gonna get on my, I can get onto Zoom on my phone, but I need to do that switch if you want. I mean, I'm just logistically, I'm liking this conversation. So just have to be tell you about my logistics though, because I got to get in the
Okay,
car.
we can just wrap this up really quickly right
Sounds
here.
good. That sounds good.
Okay, so here's the thing. So what you want to do in that situation is I sense you need to take this and think about this for a while. Can we make an can we make a date to talk about this later?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So can we talk about this tomorrow or in a couple days from now?
Yeah.
Okay. And then if he's for some reasons that I don't know when, say, will you please get back to me and let me know then when, just so I know we are going to finish this up.
Yeah, right.
I have
And
that.
sometimes though, sometimes it's that we're just chatting, doing our chatting thing, like doing our normal when we connect. And then there might be like a drop off, a little bit of less energy toward that. And it's because it has nothing to do with us being in a conversation and bumping up against something. It's more like he's going along in his day or his week, and then he ends up needing to kind of go into that pocket of a little bit of nothingness.
Right.
He's kind of getting to that. He's to that. Most of the time now, he's now saying, oh, you know, I got a lot. He'll tell me and alert me. I just need to know, like, have a little, that's what I'm doing. And is
Okay, so
that good?
that's great. Now, the other side of this for you is if he's not doing that and you're feeling yourself have that feeling, then you can say, hey, is this one of those times where you just need a little space on this?
Okay.
Fine. Just you're on for you taking care of your emotional needs is on a you're just on a need to know basis.
Right, exactly. Yep.
A great conversation on so many things, Karen. And that this will be beneficial for anyone who listens in. And we all deal with the communication issues. So I hope you all will pick up the daily alignment practice. I haven't been doing that one in particular, but I'm gonna bring that in too. And maybe I'll even create a challenge around that. That sounds like that would be a great thing.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
Awesome.
All right, take
Good
care.
seeing you. All right, bye.